This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Visit FUBARradio.com for more details.
Sam and Lucy on FUBAR.
Teach me, Master. Master, teach me. Or I would not live a liar.
Hello and welcome along. Hope you're well and you've enjoyed your weekend. It's just gone 6 o'clock and it's FUBAR Radio on a Sunday evening. Sam and Lucy with you for the next 2 hours, which by my maths means we're here till 8 o'clock. Does that sound about right?
That sounds about right to me.
Start you off with Baker Matt and Teach Me, a track you can get this time next week. The waiting is nearly over.
Thank God.
All right, Luce.
Yeah, I'm great.
Is it okay if I start with the admin, straight into it?
God's sake.
Is that all right?
You and your admin.
Well, no, because I think it's best to get it done at the start of the show, isn't it? Don't you think?
But what, a bit over, you mean?
Well, yes, I agree with that. Okay. It is. That is the case.
In the way, when I'm having a roast, I'll eat my veg first. Get that out of the way.
I do that as well. Mm. But the problem is with that, I mean, if I've got peas on my plate, and, you know, I've got chips and fish fingers, I'm always going peas first. It's best bit till last.
Yeah.
But what if you get too full?
Well, that's the thing, I don't.
Yeah, neither do I, really.
Maybe really skinny people don't do that method.
Maybe it's something only people who can eat and eat.
Yeah, keep on going.
Well, I've just had a ready meal.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I did save the bacon till last.
Because that's the best bit, best
chicken,
till last.
Chicken, bacon, pasta, cheesy sauce. All that's left is bacon at the moment, which I'm going to get to when we play our first song.
Oh, wait, you've left it out there?
It's here.
Oh, he's literally got it in front of him in this horrible little container.
Can I eat it now?
Mate, that's bleak. Mate, that is so bleak. No, don't eat it!
Nice.
It's been sitting on the side.
Yeah, for about... how long? A minute? A couple of minutes?
A few minutes, I guess.
It's starting to go cold now.
It doesn't look that great. I mean, ready meals by nature don't look good.
But it did have its full 6.5 minutes in the microwave.
6.5? A ready meal? That's not
that's
very
not
ready.
That's not even from defrosted either.
That's not a ready meal at all.
I'm quite glad we're doing this because at the moment it sounds like we're doing a bit for air, but in fact it's just my tea.
You literally need to finish your tea.
Oh, it's 6 o'clock, isn't it? Tea time.
It's bloody ridiculous.
So we'll just carry on. You talk for a bit, I'll eat.
I mean, I'm not happy with this. I don't like it. Oh, you get on with it. I'm just going to keep slurping away into the microphone. He's literally shoveling
sorry,
it in.
It's not all right. I do apologise for slurping, but that's just what.
You know what?
I'm
going to go there. Swear jar is coming in from last week. It's fucking ridiculous, Sam.
Well, that's cost you £1, hasn't it? So no.
It's in the jar.
Right. That's done my head in, that is. I was just enjoying my tea, my dinner, as you call it, down south.
Down south.
It's all over my fingers. And I was hoping you'd be able to take the reins.
Yeah.
But instead, you swore.
And oh, there's the kind of wet swear jar. Sorry about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no, I had water in it to start with. And now you've just put £1 in there because you swore. And that's the first thing on our list of admin to do.
First item on the agenda.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
We need to talk about swear jar. We suggested it last week. And because of your potty mouth, which mm-hmm. my grandma has picked up on.
Well, Grandma Wilson.
Grandma Wilson, she said, I'd love to listen to the show. I do download the podcast and put it on my generic iPlayer. No, iPod.
Generic iPod. That's what they'll be known as now.
But Lucy's potty mouth is doing my head in, so I said, right, I'll make it happen. We suggested it last week, but Grandma Wilson, as of this Sunday, swear jar's coming into place, and you've already kicked it off, so well done, Luce.
There's £1 in there. Is this money? What's this money going towards? Is this money going towards you getting money for your Lion King tickets from last week, or...?
Ah, see, that's the next thing on the agenda.
I'm riling like through this admin, mate.
Yeah, I mean,
getting through it.
It's as if you've seen it. Have you looked?
I mean, you did give me a copy.
Yeah, no, but
for the listeners, I have no idea.
Yeah, that's radio like listeners. We constantly lie to you, don't we? That's what radio is about, isn't it?
It's one big lie.
So when you hear, you know, those radio links, that's what we call them, the chatty bit in between songs, and you think, bloody hell, they're good. How have they got
on
there? Yeah, they've gone from one thing to another, and it ended with a joke, and bam, straight into a song. Hilarious. It's all been planned.
Yeah, you know what, guys? We've got bullet points.
We've got literally
20 yeah. pages of bullet points here.
I mean, I got complimented in the office on my bullet points in today.
Did you?
Somebody said to me, Sam, I've seen all that you've been printing off.
Mm-hmm.
Although you're wasting a lot of paper,
yep.
Nobody prepares a show like you.
I mean, I'll agree with that, but your chosen bullet point is the big black dot. I prefer the swirly line.
Swirly line?
You know what I mean? It's on the left-hand side of the keyboard somewhere.
Okay, see, I might...
Swirly line it.
What you'll notice is that I've... In other scripts that we've got, other cues,
mm-hmm.
and in other areas of this running order, I've gone for a straight line. Because that's my new thing now.
Whoa.
I don't like the dot anymore.
I don't like the dot.
So the dots that remain on our running order, that's because they've been there since forever, because we don't change that bit, because it's the menu of what's coming up.
Yeah.
And because the show has not evolved
mm-hmm.
In the 4 weeks we've been doing it, 5 weeks.
I mean, it's a short time for evolution to happen.
Exactly.
Give us a chance.
So, you know, there's no more to add to that. That's just the way it is. So I will make that change. I'm also considering, and this is not something the listeners will care about, completely changing the way the running order looks.
Whoa, yeah. Now.
I've seen somebody else's, although they complimented me on the notes I make and the effort and the detail that goes into one of my running orders.
Sure.
I thought, I like the way yours looks.
I mean, is it got like pictures? Is it a bit of clip art?
No, I just think it's neater. So they've sent it, forwarded it to me.
Mm-hmm.
I've now saved it on my computer. Sam and Lucy, running order.
I mean, if anyone's still listening to this, then good on you. Good on you for staying tuned.
That's not the admin bit. Sorry.
That's the admin about the admin, literally.
I mean, that's pathetic,
that's
isn't it?
That's ridiculous.
But, yeah, I am sorry about that.
We kick off with a brilliant song, epic, everyone's dancing at home, and then we're doing admin.
All right, okay. Right, let me just get to the last bit of admin and then we'll carry on with the show.
Last bit of admin.
Ticket update, because I know there's a lot of demand, a lot of people after a pair of tickets for the Disney's Lion King at the Lyceum Theatre in London for the 21st of March. That's a Saturday. And the tickets were for the matinee performance. There was quite a lot of demand. We kicked the bids off at £50.
You kicked the bids off.
I think you were the first to bid, Lucy.
I think you'll find you may have put words into my mouth when we did it. You didn't do your brilliant Lucy impression.
Okay. No, that's... Yeah.
Which, you know, we all love your impression of me.
Yeah, thank you. I'm not going to do it now because we're trying to get... You know, we're serious. We're in a meeting. We're trying to get through the admin.
All right, we can save that
maybe
for later.
Once the show's started, I will do a Lucy impression, but...
You got that to look forward to, everybody.
Come on, let's just update everybody on the tickets.
I will genuinely take those tickets off your hands for £25 each.
Well, no, they're gone now. This is the ticket update.
Oh, someone bought... No, someone's beat that bid.
No. What's happened is...
Right.
I've had the audacity to call the Lyceum Theatre...
Ooh.
Tell them about my mistake. And they've been nice enough to say, well, no, Sam, actually, you can't do that normally, but on this occasion, we will change the tickets for you at a cost of 20% of the original booking price. So for everyone out there, it's £23.50 that cost me to change.
That is a lot of money.
So I went from the 21st of March to the 14th of March, also the matinee performance, because I don't like the night time. I'm thinking if I'm going to see Lion King, why would I want to go at night?
It will scare you. You'll have nightmares, won't you, if you see it at night time?
I just don't think I want to come away from the theatre in central London at 10:30 at night. What's the point?
You want to come away from the theatre, go to TGI's or something like that, so you can get over the traumatizing Mufasa dying.
And then by 7 o'clock, I'm in front of the TV. Do you know what I mean?
Is that too much of a spoiler to say Mufasa dies?
No, because I've seen the film, you see.
Well, not for you.
Oh.
There are other people listening to this.
I think you're okay in saying what happens in Lion King. Been out for a while now. It's not like we've just told the listeners who went out The Apprentice the day after.
Yeah, true. There'll be someone at home like, oh, I didn't know what happened to Mufasa. Yeah.
No, well, do you know what? Let's tell them what else happens in everything.
In everything?
Cinderella. The slipper fits her foot. Surprise.
Are we just sticking with Disney?
No, come on. Throw it out there. Anybody?
Interstellar. He lives. He doesn't die, unbelievably.
That's not on. That, you've gone too recent. You've gone too recent. You've gone way too recent.
But, I mean, that was out months ago. So what's your time frame? What if it was, like, a year ago?
Nope.
Like, I'll tell you what happens in 12 Years a Slave or something.
Nope. Too soon.
Too soon.
I think you have to... You can only do it when people are only stupid not to have seen it.
So, Titanic...
The boat sinks. You can say that, I think.
Well, the boat sinks, but like, he dies, she lives.
Yeah.
You can say
that. I'm not saying too much. Well, you said it now. I think you can get away with Titanic. Also, that's part of history. Isn't it?
Okay, hang on. The boat sinking is history.
Yeah.
But Kate Winslet living and DiCaprio dying.
No, that's it. That's it.
That didn't happen.
No, I know. Although it wasn't Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
The characters, that's what happened. Isn't it? Because in Titanic...
What's their names?
Rose.
Rose and Jack. That's
so
the one.
In the actual Titanic, do you remember the start of the film, the end of the film, we meet actual Rose in granny form, don't we?
Yeah. But what I'm saying is people won't know that, will they? Like, if you haven't seen the film, how would they know that these two people called Rose and Jack lived and died? You're with me.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Would we also be ruining every single World War II film by saying that...
We win.
Yeah. The Allies win the war. Can we say that?
Yeah, definitely. If we can't say that, then
although,
we can't talk about films.
Brad Pitt brought out another war film, because he does love a World War II film quite recently, so he might be a little bit pissed off with us.
Fury.
So put a pound in the swear jar, I've just sworn.
Oh, you swore?
Yeah.
Hang on.
Sorry about that. I don't know why you're putting one of your pounds in. I haven't got my wallet.
You'll owe me.
I'll have to owe you.
I'll keep a tally. Okay, hang on.
How are you doing the admin for the swear? Right, I'll keep your swears, you keep my swears.
Yep, Sam.
Lucy swears.
One all. Is it like a competition?
It's not a competition.
Because I will win.
The person, obviously, the winner of this competition who gets most, least swears. We're not going to try and outswear each other because that would be stupid.
Now, yes, I agree with you, but I'm automatically going to lose because of one of our favourite features, Lucy's Twisted Knickers. And by nature, that feature is about me getting angry.
Yeah, but if we've got a guest on the phone, which we normally have and we do have today, do you really want to be swearing in front of the guest?
I don't swear on the phone to them, but it's more when they're gone.
That's true. Not about them, we should say.
No, never about the guest, about the matter.
That's true.
All right, I'll do my best. I'll try.
You just keep it, because that is coming up quite soon, actually. In fact, I'm thinking, right, normally, before, the way the show works, I mean, this is more admin about the show, but normally what will happen is we play a song to start, before you've even heard of voices, in the case that, you know, what we started with today was Baker Matt, Teach Me. More on that in a bit. Because I have got a Baker Matt track.
Can I just ask, Baker Matt, what's that name all about?
I don't know, the French love mats, because there's another dance music out there, dance music artist out there, who's called, what's he call himself, Watermat and Baker Matt, yeah, both like massive at the moment.
That's so weird. What's that? Is that like a French in-joke we're not getting?
I'm not sure what it is.
I don't get it.
Yeah, no idea, although Baker Matt, I think, is Dutch, actually, so it's a French-Dutch thing.
I was going to say, I assumed they'd be British or American.
Nope.
That's always my knee-jerk reaction.
Europe has a lot to offer.
I'm a xenophobe, clearly.
Okay, swear. I know it's not swear, but I don't like xenophobia. I don't like xenophobia. Put a pound in. I can hear that purse, you've got loads in.
Yeah, I have.
That's only a penny.
Mate, I can't afford this. I'm really poor.
Put a pound in before we move on. Right, that'll do 20p's fine.
Thank you.
Right, okay. What I wanted to... Your phone's ringing.
No, it's not.
You sure? I thought I could hear it then.
Nope. My phone's off.
Okay. Well, was mine ringing?
Was it you? No. I hope it's you, because it's always me. I always get in trouble.
Right. The thing I wanted to do before we got into Lucy Twisted Knickers is basically... You know how we like to talk about making compilation albums? It's happened before, haven't we?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was Annie's golden stuff.
Annie's Golden Years.
Thank you.
That's what it was called. Annie's Golden Years. 50 tracks for your 50th year. I want to start another one today.
Brilliant!
Is that okay with you? Well, actually, I've got two. I've got two compilation albums I want to make.
Okay, so you've got two ideas.
Yes. I mean, Annie's Golden Years, that's one.
That's in production,
that's now one,
mate.
Of three.
That's in production. That's, you know, the Golden Years, David Bowie's on there, Gold, Man and Ballet, like, that's going.
So now I've got another further two compilation album ideas. And the first one is inspired by Baker Matt and Teach Me.
Okay.
Well, actually, in fact, it's not just inspired by him, but also by Joey Badass and Kaiser. Because later in the show we'll play Joey Badass and Kaiser, and that song is also called Teach Me.
So
what I'm starting to realise is there's a theme going on at the moment with a lot of songs being about teaching people.
About education.
Right. So is there something in a compilation album all about education? In your opinion?
I mean, there's potential, sure.
I mean, I don't have a name at the moment.
But, you need a catchy name. Otherwise, this is just thin ideas.
Songs about school.
Songs about school. School. Rule the school.
Right, I'll write that down. Rule the school. We're just throwing ideas out at the moment. It's
literally,
fine.
We were saying earlier, we plan everything. This is not planned.
No, but I've wrote down a few songs of what I want to be on there.
Oh, okay.
Busted, What I Go to School For.
Brilliant.
That's about teacher, innit?
Love it.
Pink Floyd, Another Brick in the Wall. Now, that doesn't sound like it's about school. Doesn't sound like it's about school, but the people who know that song will know it is about school.
Right.
Okay. The Ramones, Rock and Roll High School.
Yeah.
About that?
Allowed.
Yep. Nirvana have a track called School.
Don't know it.
How do you feel about Vampire Weekend, Campus?
I love Vampire Weekend.
And I mean, it's not a school-based one. Kind of college/university.
Well, it's education, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. Right. So
what about We Don't Need No
Okay,
education.
So that's Pink Floyd.
Is that Pink Floyd? Is that the song?
Yeah, that's
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. I think so.
Shut the front door.
I think so. Yeah.
Hang on. What am I being really?
Google it. I think so.
Am I being properly stupid? That song's Another Brick in the Wall. No, because Another Brick in the Wall is the one that says another. Oh, no, wait, maybe you're right.
I think it is.
Oh, my God,
I'm
being
right.
So stupid.
Yeah, you're
Sorry,
wrong.
Sorry, everybody.
How do you feel about Jackson 5 ABC? Educational?
Right.
We're kind of going back to basics.
Now, I'm glad you brought this up.
Go on.
Because that sounds like it would fit in with the remit perfectly.
Brilliant.
But that song is my alarm in the morning. So whenever I hear that, I won't like get really angry and I'm like, oh, I've got to get up now. Do you have that? Do you know what I mean?
Well, I have it about the one that comes with your phone.
What, so the like, trrr, trrr,
yeah,
like that.
And it just gets louder and louder. I think that's why iPhones break so easily.
What, people are punching them in the morning?
10 to 6 in the morning or whatever time you get up. Fortunately for me, it's
snooze,
not.
You. Oh, well, I was going to swear. And,
but you didn't. So this is the swear jar's working because you're slowly running out of change and now refraining from swearing. So it's doing its job.
But yeah, so ABC is that song for me in the morning when I just hear, you know, oh, comfy in bed. And I can't listen to it anymore. But that's the problem with making it a song, your like alarm.
Very
in the morning,
because
you hate it. I also hate the French National Anthem now, because that was my alarm.
That's creative, so you like that. What was you thinking there? Were you in France when you set it?
No, I think...
Do you understand what it means? Are you French speaking?
I don't know all of the words, I'm not going to lie to you, but I know there's a lot about, like, it's really mental, like, the third and fourth verses are all like, gotta chop the heads off, watch the blood flow.
Parlez-vous
français?
Oui.
Je mange les baguettes.
That, though, can't go in this compilation album.
Et la piscine.
That's swimming pool. So although that sounded rude, no reason to put money in the jar.
So can I say, right, question with the swear jar.
Okay.
First of all, can I say words that sound like swear words, like piscine?
See, because I know what you're getting at.
Shiitake mushrooms.
No, because that word, the shiitake mushrooms word, the first four letters of shiitake mushrooms, that can easily be replaced by sugar. And that's what I tend to do.
Sugar tacky mushrooms.
No. You just go, when you're about to go, oh, sugar. That's what I've always done. And people laugh at me for it, but actually, more for them, because I'm the one who's not swearing.
My version, one of them, was fudge.
Fudge is fine.
If you could imagine.
Yeah.
What that word would have been.
Right, so fudge is okay, sugar okay, shiitake mushrooms no, piscine no, unless we are talking about swimming pools.
Okay, then it's allowed.
Of course it is, because...
And then the second part, yeah. Am I allowed to swear in another language?
See, the bit I think slightly unfair about that is I don't know any swear words in any
other... You know
other...
merde?
Pardon?
Merde.
Never
merde.
Heard of that.
Merde.
How many times is that? That's at least
merde,
3 quid
merde,
now.
Merde.
Take it seriously, or else there's no point doing it.
Putain.
We've got two Sammy, guests.
Such a putain. Get off my back, you putain.
Stop it.
Gross cojones.
I have no idea what you're saying, but keep putting money in.
Hang on.
Right.
I dropped one on the floor. Are you happy?
So, no, I am happy because that's about 5 now. So that's absolutely fine. I'll pay for my beer after we finish this show. But come on, I want suggestions for this album, because for Annie's Golden Years, 50 tracks for 50 years, we've got Sticky Fingers, Gold Staffel, Sam Sparrow, Black and Gold, Chet Faker, Gold, Spandau Ballet, Gold, Prince, Gold, Beverly Knight, Gold, Saturday, Golden Rules. What else have we got here? I have got
more.
You
were so in your flow.
I've got loads.
Okay, education.
Kanye West, Gold Digger.
School of Rock.
Right, that'll do.
Babe, when we're making straight A's.
Yes, perfect. School of Rock. Because I'm wondering, do you remember when we had Sam on the phone from Sony Music?
Sam Hine, yeah.
Sam Hine, that was it. Well remembered.
Thank you.
We said we'll pitch the idea of Annie's Golden Years, 50 tracks for your 50th year. We said we'd pitch that.
Yeah.
We never did.
Yeah.
Did we? However, now I've got two ideas. I think I'm going to try and get hold of him before the end of the show. I've got a third idea that I haven't even got to yet. I've got 3 albums to pitch to him.
Right, okay. Why don't I hear your other idea and then we decide which is better, the education one, because, mate, it's not that strong at the moment.
Yeah, but hang on, but there's two. I've got two. We're playing 2 songs today, haven't we?
Oh.
Teach Me and Teach Me.
So that's okay.
But you can, you know, if you want to hear the third idea, I think that one is a little bit closer. It's kind of in production, in fact, or at least I'm trying to make it, you know, get to that point.
Whoa.
Right, have a listen to this.
It's here. And bigger than ever.
Now, that's what I call Easter. Yeah, you're making me crazy. 42 top chart hits to get excited about this Easter. I am beautiful. With Christina Aguilera. Exhibit, Example, and Liberty X. Now Easter. Including cracking chart toppers from Rizzle Chicks and Jerry Shelleywell. Now that's what I call Easter. The soundtrack to your excellent Easter.
What are you saying? Now...
That's what I'm saying.
Really?
I'm saying a round of applause.
I put that together quite quickly, and I think I need a new voiceover artist. However, you can see what I tried to do.
You have no idea how impressed I am.
So we can pitch that to
you
Sam?
You know what? Pitch away.
Right, great.
Pitch away, man.
Because we've kind of got like an in with Sam, haven't we, in that somebody who works at football knows Sam.
Yes.
So I think the best thing to do is if I text that person now, we'll try and get Sam on before 8 o'clock this evening.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
We'll do our best, okay? But another guest we've got before then is the guest for your Lucy's Twisted Knickers. I think the best thing to do now is you tell me what it is that's doing your head in this week.
Okay, doing my head in this week, and not just this week, it's been doing my head in throughout my whole life, is about girls in education not doing STEM. If you don't know what STEM is, science, technology, engineering and mathematics. A bit more serious, yeah, but it's a problem, guys. Come on, get on board.
So that coming next, also on the show, got, well, we haven't got one out of group today, have we? What's happened with that? It was my job, that's
what That was your
yeah,
job.
Yeah, so we won't talk about
so
that.
So let's leave that.
But we do have Celebrity Chop.
Woo!
I will be taking you around the world in 80 seconds.
Brilliant.
But we didn't do that last week.
We did not.
Well, hopefully we'll get to that. And do you have what's going on next weekend?
Yeah, I have.
Perfect. But before all that, our first feature of the day, Lucy's Naughty Naughty's Tune. You don't even know what it is. You've got no idea.
I mean, Sam is totally in control of the music this week, which I'm not. I'm nervous. I'm so apprehensive about this.
Right.
What? Because my Naughty's Naughty's tunes are always brilliant. What have you chosen?
Right. I'm not going to say anything. Oh, I just want to hear a noise come out of your mouth when you hear this record.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
One noise and I'm putting the mics down.
Okay, I'm ready. What is it?
So what's that supposed to be about, baby? Girl, free up your vibe and stop acting crazy. Reminisce on all the good times daily. Why you trying to pose like I be acting shady? What's that supposed to be about, baby? Girl, free up your vibe and stop acting crazy. Shonda Paula, give it a good loving daily. Now you trying to pose like I be acting shady.
You say you love me, you say you love me, but you never there for me.
Good times daily. Why are you trying to pose like I be acting shady?
You're only lonely when your homie ain't got a ride or no loot. Yeah. Uh-huh. Then comes the drama. Some other girl is claiming she's going out with you. Mm-hmm. All we do is make up. Then break up.
About baby, get free of your vibe and stop acting crazy.
Breathe.
Mm. 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 Mm.
I make it very clear to you, you're very dear to me. An honor of my share to you, me not unfair to you. Woman, I want to really make you know that I will always draw near to you. But me know me not unfair to you, me stand up like a man and I'll be there because I care for you. Long time you're telling me not a girl I compare to you. Woman, if you leave me now, I'm gonna shed a lot of tears for you. You want to breathe and still you're not exhaling. Say you want to leave cause this relationship failing. Ain't nobody said that it would be smooth sailing. Girl, I want to know why you're bailing ship, yo. So what's that supposed to be about, baby? Get free up your vibe and stop acting crazy. Reminisce when all the good times daily. Why you trying to prove I can't be acting shady?
How'd you like that?
Brilliant choice.
Blue Cantrell, Sean Paul, Breathe. Lucy's Naughty Naughty's tune, although today it was picked by me. Now, Luce, I mean, I struggled to calm you down in that record because this is really doing your head in, isn't it, this week?
Literally, my knickers could not be more twisted. I have all of the things we've done. I genuinely think this might be the thing I'm most passionate about.
Okay, I think set it up again.
Yeah,
and then we'll get to our guest.
Right, so Lucy's Twisted Knickers. The issue: not enough girls are getting involved in science, technology, engineering and mathematics, which we will henceforth be known as STEM. Mainly at sort of an educational level, so like A-levels and university, like higher education. But that obviously means that not enough go on in the working world. And I just want to know, why is this happening and what can we do to stop this from happening? So the guest we've got on today is Dr. Kevin Stannard, who is from the Girls' Day School Trust, which is the UK's leading network of independent girls' schools, and he's written extensively on this. So, hi there, Kevin. Are you with us?
Hello there, Lizzie.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. You okay?
Yes, very well, thank you. So, the reason I wanted to talk to you about this was that I found loads of you've written about this, and obviously, the Girls' Day School Trust, you know, this is one of the big focuses.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering, so give a bit of background, why do you think this is a big issue at the moment, or am I just got my knickers in a twist for no reason?
No, it's a big issue, and you're probably aware that the government last year launched a Your Life campaign, which was intended to get lots of partners together in education and in industry and services to try and attract girls and young women into, well, firstly into subjects which lead to then as a gateway to careers in STEM subjects, in science, maths and technology and so on. And we're really keen to be a major part of that because we think it is really important. I mean, I think it was Vince Cable recently who said that the UK has the lowest percentage of female engineers in Europe. It's a deficit that we want to try to help to fill.
So as someone who, you know, is working with young women and girls all the time and very involved in sort of lower education, when do you think the problem happens? Because if I remember back when I was at school, years 7, 8 and 9, so we're talking 12, 13 and 14, there's not much gender disparity. But then as it goes on into A-level, I mean, I did maths A-level and two girls in my class. University, it's ridiculous. When do you think the switch happens?
Well, I mean, the first thing to say is that it doesn't have to happen. I mean, it's not that these are not subjects for everybody. I mean, in our schools, in the Girls' Day School Trust schools and the academies that are part of our group as well, I mean, close to 50% of sixth formers do science, about 40% do maths, and more than 40% go on to do some sort of science or medicine at university. So it's not that girls aren't willing to take it up. I think to answer your question, the problem is that, as you say, girls do at least as well as boys in those subjects up to the point at which they get to choose to opt out. And the problem that I think that occurs nationwide is that too many then opt out. And it's at that crucial point. What we don't want to do, I should stress this, what we don't want to do is to get into a position where we sort of force people to do subjects that they're not naturally inclined towards or aren't going to enjoy. We are convinced, though, that that deficit of girls and young women in those sorts of subjects later on, after the point where they've chosen their subjects, that deficit is really a problem about putting unnecessary obstacles to choice. And what we want to try and focus on is removing those obstacles to a free choice of subjects. You're not forced into doing STEM, but you're encouraged to look at it as a real alternative and as a real sort of gateway into some fantastic careers.
Totally agree with you there. I mean, a brilliant quote from one of your articles was, it's about sticky floors, not glass ceilings, which basically is what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering, what is creating these sticky floors? Is it identity issues? Is it gender inequalities that are very basic? Is it attitudes of boys, maybe? You know, young boys thinking, that's not for girls, and then it's putting pressure on adolescent girls. You know, what is creating the sticky floor?
Well, the answer to that is yes. All the things that you've mentioned, I think, are factors in it. And I think what we've found is that it's partly about what is taught up to that sort of key choice point at sort of 16, and so part of that, but mainly about how things are taught. If you think about what's taught, I mean, the content of these subjects doesn't vary massively, and it's not as if there are some topics that are boys' topics and some that are girls'. In our junior schools recently, we took part in a maths in motion competition where the pupils get to be in groups who design and then run and compete with other teams in Formula One, in online Formula One races. And the take-up was fantastic. It's not the content so much as... Well, one thing that comes across in talking to science teachers is the importance of context and relevance. There is an argument, and there's research, I think, that supports this, that typically, and I stress typically because obviously it's a spectrum and there are boys at different ends, there are girls as well, but typically the research seems to suggest that whereas boys are quite happy to learn things in abstract ways, you know, you can teach abstract concepts completely out of any context or relevance or real-world situation, whereas typically girls seem to enjoy seeing the point of something. And so it is important to, you know, to design courses in STEM subjects around that sort of issue. It's not about making the subject easy. It's not about sort of watering it down with sort of sociological stuff. But it's about making stuff relevant, which I think is a job of teachers. It's also about role models. It's, you know, we all know about Crick and Watson, but how much do our pupils know about sort of the third person who helped find the answer to the double helix and DNA? It was Rosalind Franklin. It's having in our schools, in classrooms, in the corridors, in assemblies, it's having female role models and scientists celebrated as well. But I think it's just that the how things are taught is really crucial, because again, all the research shows that girls typically really enjoy collaborative work, they enjoy open-ended investigations, they enjoy the kind of detective work. So, you know, designing CSI-type activities in science is a fantastic way to get girls interested in science. Some research showed that girls do better when they're paired with other girls in laboratory experiments, because, I mean, you mentioned boys' attitudes. People are very conscious in their adolescent years about sort of self-identity and how others see them. And the trouble is that, again, typically, not always, but typically, when they're paired or in groups, boys can be much more assertive about taking the active role. And the danger is that that others tend to be the ones who are then, you know, end up taking a note of the experiments and note of the results rather than playing with the actual laboratory equipment. And all of those things, I think, are part of what ultimately turns off a lot of potentially fantastic scientists.
Kevin, you mentioned there about role models and talked about how female scientists should be celebrated. The role models thing, is the issue more the role models closer to home? So perhaps teachers within schools, I mean, yeah. My memory of female teachers, I'm thinking English straight away.
Yeah.
And when I'm thinking maths, I'm thinking male teachers. Is that the issue, that the role models much closer to home to the teenagers and children, that's what's causing the problem?
It is partly, and you're right. You know, students will look in their immediate sort of role models around the schools, and it is important but it's a feedback mechanism, isn't it? We need lots more women going into universities to do science, and then into teaching to do science, and getting more women to get involved in science and maths in Teach First, and in becoming newly qualified teachers. The other thing is making sure that girls in schools are aware of the sorts of jobs that they could be doing in, say, 10 years' time. I mean, one of the things that we did last year with our group of schools was organise an architecture and engineering conference. And we got girls from all over the network of 26 schools. And getting them in front of women not so very much older than them who worked for Land Rover, who worked for British Aerospace, who worked for the armed forces in engineering and scientific capacities, and showing them what they could be doing. I think it's role models of all sorts that are important, I think.
Something I was wondering, whenever there's a gender disparity issue, policies and quotas are thrown at it. So an example I know a lot about is about women in comedy. So recently panel shows on BBC, there was a quota put into place so more women would be on panel shows. Do you think that would be useful for this issue, or is it almost counterproductive because it's not looking at the base issue?
I think, again, you've got this absolutely nailed down. I think all I can say is yes, you're absolutely right. The worry I have about quotas is the same worry when you hear politicians saying, well, in order to make sure that more people get involved in maths and science, we need to make it compulsory beyond 16. I mean, you're familiar with, you know, the British education system. One of the glories of it is that you do this battery of tests of GCSEs and stuff. People my age did O-level. But you do this battery of tests at 16. And then you've earned the right to specialise, haven't you? And you can do three or four subjects that you really, really love and then go on to do one maybe at university. And I'd hate to see that diluted by this sort of top-down approach of trying to get a bigger quota of any particular group of people simply by making them. As we said at the beginning, the problem is the constrained choices much earlier on, in a way. The problem is that too many girls have already been turned off science and maths, and making them do it more is not the answer.
So just before we round off here, Kevin, as someone who does work with young girls on a daily basis, what do you think is the key thing that needs to be done? We've talked a lot about things do need to be done, but what do you think is key? Is it teachers or is it attitudes of girls? What is it?
It's the key for me, the thing that can be done something about and is being done about, you know, on a daily basis, and there are fantastic teachers across the country doing this. The key is relationships in classrooms. It's all. I mean, you talked about role models. You're absolutely right. It doesn't necessarily need to be a female teacher, although it's great that there are lots. It's great when there are lots of female teachers in STEM subjects. It just needs to be a sympathetic teacher who recognises potential in a girl and a young woman, and wants to nurture that by making every possible move to remove these obstacles to choice, you know, making sure that they participate in laboratory experiments, making sure that they speak up in lessons, take part in discussions and debates, making sure that they see that science is, well, it's not a science, maths, engineering, they're not masculine subjects. They can be engaging, they can be inclusive, they can be relevant. It's all about relationships in the classroom. My main point, I guess, is that if more girls get involved in science, they'll benefit. You know, science benefits, and ultimately society benefits, because there is so much potential there.
Kevin, thank you so much for speaking to us.
It's a pleasure, Lucy. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Kevin Stannard there, Director of Innovation and Learning at the Girls' Day School Trust. He was brilliant.
I think for the second week in a row, you're going to be happy with that.
I am feeling happy. There was the odd little thing that I'm not entirely sure I completely agree with.
Okay.
Little tiny things. Well, they're very minor. Overall, that was absolutely brilliant, and he's totally on the same wavelength. And
yes,
it's so amazing to hear someone in the thick of education doing something about
absolutely.
It. Absolutely. I've read this a lot. This isn't just about Kevin. This is about, you know, the theory around girls and STEM at the moment. And one of the things that seems to be being leaned on is boys like abstract concepts and girls like context. Okay.
Yeah.
And like, obviously, I know they're all saying this isn't every boy and every girl. They're well aware. They're not, they're generalising a bit. And I understand that you can't sit there and be like, every person is different. You can't say that every other sentence because there's no point.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel it's particularly helpful saying boys like that and girls like that, because I mean, for me, I totally disagree. I'm much more about these abstract contexts. That all these readings are the brilliant work. If you're interested in this, Science Girl, GRL, has published so many works on this. There's lots going on. But there is this constant thing, and I think we just need to get away from this school of thought of thinking boys like this and girls like this. Get away from it completely. I mean, Kevin pretty, you know, he is in that school of thought. But people talking about STEM a lot, I just don't think it's helpful being like girls like this and boys like this. It's just not, it's not helpful.
Well, the thing for me, I mean, I've never actually, until today, until reading up on this, I've never ever seen the point in an old boys school and an old girls school. For me, as a student growing up, I think it was very valuable to have females in the class.
Same, yeah.
However, for the first time today, I've seen the sense in it because I think what I know Kevin works with all girls schools.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one thing that would help women take on, sorry, young girls take on STEM subjects is to not have boys in the classroom.
Yeah.
Because straight away, you're creating some kind of gender disparity, absolutely.
Now, this is very interesting, and that is one theory around this. I mean, and this is the thing that I'm not sure I agree with. So let me bring another thing into this to help you see why I don't agree. In all of these statistics and studies, I've got absolutely tons on this. One of the issues is, apparently this gender gap is even more prevalent among minority and low-income students. Women, I mean, like low-income girls I'm talking about. And the disparity is even more massive. So if we're looking at, you know, very good private schools or possibly even very good grammar schools and stuff or affluent comprehensive schools, there's less of this disparity. But when we're looking at lower income, the disparity widens. So then I feel this is when division becomes difficult for me. So, you know, if you're dividing girls and boys, I mean, obviously no one's suggesting this, but you know what I mean? The theory is, do you then divide the upper and the lower class because it's getting rid of another social barrier, which in a way is helpful. In another way, it's not. It's like streaming children.
Yeah.
Is helpful, but in another way, it's not, because then all the kids in the smart class. I mean, we know it. If you're in the good class, you know, it's just better. You learn more. If you're in the rubbish class, it's rubbish. You know, this is. I'm not saying I disagree. I'm kind of playing devil's advocate. This is where it gets tricky. It's a bit sticky.
So although streaming students would have its benefits, I think the only quick fix is simply the way it's taught.
Yeah.
Do you think?
I think it's two things for me. One is about quality of STEM teachers, which is always a problem. You're always going to find good English and history teachers and stuff like that. But finding a really good math teacher, a really good physics teacher is hard because in its nature, it's a more difficult. I find it boring. And I think a lot of young people do find it boring in its nature. It's hard to grab onto. But the other thing is just about better gender education. And this is what all of my gender issues come to. We need to have equality education. I think equality should be a subject.
Wow. Okay. Taught from what age?
10?
10. So that's year 6. Maybe if you go 11, we can then
11.
Start
all right,
as you go to high school.
11. As you go into high school, you know, you do all your what was it called? PSHE?
PS, something like that.
I genuinely can't remember.
We called it citizenship where I went.
Oh, we're so old.
I know.
PSHE? Yeah, anyway, that, I think, although some teachers touch upon it, it's normally because of their personal politics.
Absolutely.
I think it should be part of the curriculum. And I'm sure people like Kevin and Science Girl, I'm sure they'd agree with me. You know, we need to be... It's the same with sex education. Like, people think part of sex education should also be about gender. I think it should be. Get it in there young. Get them all nice and liberal when they're nice and young.
So to wrap, are you happy or not?
Overall, I'm happy.
Okay, good. Fancy some new music?
Definitely.
Rihanna, Kanye West, and some bloke called Paul McCartney, who I've never heard of.
Never heard of him, mate. I think I've had enough. I might get a little drunk. I say what's on my mind. I might do a little time. All of my kindness is taken for weakness. Now I'm 4 or 5 seconds from wildin', and we got 3 more days till Friday. I'm just trying to make it back home by Monday morning. I swear I wish somebody would tell me, ooh, that's all I want. Woke up an optimist.
sun was shining, I'm positive.
We can run.
Then I heard you was talking trash.
Pop out a mystery.
Hold me back, I'm about to spaz.
Yeah, about 4 or 5 seconds from wildin'. And we got 3 more days till Friday. I'm tryna make it back home by Monday morning. I swear I wish somebody would drive. Ooh, that's all I want. And I know that you're up tonight thinking, how could I be so selfish? But you called about 1,000 times wondering where I've been.
To jail tonight. Promise you'll pay my bail. See, they wanna buy my pride, but that just ain't up for sale.
See, all of my kindness, is taken for weakness. Now I'm 4 or 5 seconds from wildin'.
Kanye, Rihanna, and Paul McCartney. I've just googled him. Apparently, he was in some band called The Beatles.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of them. But he's now working with Kanye West. They're now a thing. Kanye is now the Paul to Paul McCartney's McCartney.
I literally didn't understand that.
No, that wasn't a very good way of putting it. Kanye West and Paul McCartney are now like Simon and Garfunkel.
Are they?
Apparently so. They're now just kind of production duo.
Amazing.
And that's the new music from Rihanna's album.
Yeah, I quite liked it. Like, I mean, apart from the very beginning, I mean, download this on Listen Again, listeners. The very beginning of that song, she just goes, at the start.
I'll find it now so we can play it again.
It's very loud in my ears, that. I wasn't expecting it either.
Right, what's the song called?
4 or 5 seconds.
Right.
Which okay, I also quite it. Like.
It's here, right. Have a listen.
Are you ready?
So what does it sound like?
It's just, when it very first died, I wasn't really expecting it to happen, because normally Rihanna, I thought it would be like a bass kind of thing coming in first, then her singing. But it just started with...
I think I've had enough.
It's like she gets it wrong first time, doesn't it?
Might get a little drunk.
Yeah, no, I don't like that.
She did it again. She did it again.
She's got a frog in her throat.
A little time.
From the top, shall we?
I mean, can we hear it one more time?
Oh, okay.
I think I've had
Yeah, but she is quite good, isn't she?
Oh, no, no, it's great, but listen.
I say what's on my
mind. Come on, man, that's annoying.
Yeah, but she's the biggest pop star on the planet. You can't argue the Riri.
I do love a bit of Riri. After a few of my Sambucas, she's my chosen artist.
Really?
Her and Nicki Minaj.
Oh, God.
Genuinely, when I'm drunk.
I do love Nicki Minaj. Right, we'll get rid of this now, shall we?
I mean, should we fade it? I can't listen to it again. It's not a...
Okay, off it. Slow fade.
Emotional fade.
New music there from Rihanna. It's off a new album. It's produced by a new production duo, Paul McCartney and Kanye West. Track's called 4 or 5 Seconds. Not a fan?
The first time I heard it, I was a bit like, oh, I quite like that, but I think it's because it was a bit of a surprise. But now I heard it again, it's actually very basic, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's
But that'll be massive, though. That'll be like number one for Umbrella.
Well, they're hitting all the demographics, really, aren't they?
That's true,
yeah. Checking that Paul guy in.
So you've got Paul McCartney,
yeah.
Who apparently was in the Beatles.
And apparently they have loads of fans.
Yeah, at the time. I think my grandma was a big fan at the time. So that box.
Grandma Wilson, who doesn't like me.
Grandma Wilson, not a big Lucy fan, but loved Paul McCartney and those Beatles. So that box ticked.
Mm-hmm.
My sister loves Rihanna. Box ticked. She's, I think she's 15. 14,
right.
15,
Right, you don't
13.
Know how old your sister is.
Well, no, because...
Everyone's like this, and I don't understand how people don't know how old their siblings are. Is she, so she's
She'll be 15 this year.
What year is she in?
No,
oh, my God.
I'd guess year 10.
Has she started her GCSEs?
Yes, she has, but they start them early now. So I think she's been doing them for about 5 years. They do start them
in
early.
In nursery, just cracking on with her maths.
That's it, yeah.
Well, that's good from Lucy's Twisted Knickers.
She's already got an A star. I know that much.
In what?
In media, because they do it quite early, media, because it's considered a bit of a joke, which is why I've ended up doing it.
Aww.
Yeah, she's already got an A-star, more
That's
than
amazing.
I ever got. So, but, you know, in a few years'
you
time, she'll be
A-stars.
Sat where you are.
You didn't get any A-stars.
I didn't get one A-star, and I don't care how many you got.
I didn't get many.
No, I don't care. So, just to finish off, finally, are you happy? Are your knickers untwisted?
My knickers are untwisted, and
okay,
I feel really good. And it's so amazing to hear people actually doing stuff about the issues I'm talking about, because I just rant about them. I don't do anything.
Yeah, you do.
I just complain. And Dr. Kevin Sanders is actually doing something about girls in STEM education and stuff. It's amazing.
Yeah, thanks again to Kevin. He was good, wasn't he?
He was brilliant.
Brilliant. But you're happy. We can move on.
I'm happy, but I got a little bit distracted during it.
Oh.
I was having to think about Now That's What I Call Easter.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Your proposed album.
I think we might have Sam. I think we might have him. So, come on, let's get... Well,
okay.
I think.
Right, now
I've been sent his number.
Your little advertising for Now That's What I Call Easter. Which,
it's a little advert, yeah. We'll play that again.
Which we'll listen to again.
Now or in a bit? It's up to you.
Can we hear it now?
Go on.
So we can hear the quality of yours and then mine.
Okay.
It's here.
Chocolate. Can
and
you hear it?
Bigger
chocolate.
Than ever. Now, that's what I call Easter.
Crazy chick.
Top chart hit to get excited about this Easter. With Christina Aguilera.
Tick.
Exhibit.
Boom.
Example. And Liberty Eggs.
That's my favourite.
Liberty Eggs.
Now Easter.
Crazy chick.
Including cracking chart toppers from Rizzle Chicks.
It's good, isn't it?
And Jerry Shelleywell. Now that's what I call Easter. The soundtrack to your excellent Easter.
Right, okay, so I've got a few in there. I mean, the advert is going to be remade once we get it commissioned by Sony, hopefully. Sam Hine we'll be speaking to in a bit. If he answers his phone.
Yeah.
And we'll pitch that to him. But you've got some more, have you?
Okay, now the thing is, I was proud of these when I came up with them, and now I'm looking at them. These are possibly the worst... This is just the worst things I've ever done.
Okay.
This is awful. Okay, now the first thing I thought was example, and then listening back...
He's in there.
You've already got example.
Example, yeah.
And I'm also thinking, did you also say Little Chicks?
Little Chicks.
Like Little Mix.
No, see, I've got Rizzle Chicks in there.
Okay, Little Chicks.
Little Chicks, we can do that. I'm happy with that.
And then rolling with the chicks, Another Chick in the Wall.
Another Chick in the Wall, which is a song by Pink Floyd.
Okay.
No, we'll have that, because it's going to be double disc.
I also got the song Hot Cross Buns.
Sorry?
Hot Cross Buns is in Hot Cross Buns. Hot Cross Buns.
You want that to be on our pop album?
That'll be the first track. One a penny, two a penny.
No.
Hot Cross Buns.
The way this works.
It's about Easter.
Yeah, but have you seen what I've done with them? They're puns. Whereas that one just does all the work for you, but
no,
it's not
wait,
a good record.
I don't think you understand. This is Now That's What I Call Easter. Yeah?
Yes. So things like Another Chick in the Wall is fine.
Songs, Easter, Hot Cross Buns. Can it be me singing it as well?
No, we're not. That's not. No,
okay, fine.
It's not happening.
Right, what about The Cross, which featured Roger Taylor from Queen? It's a band.
The Cross?
The Cross. It's a band.
Yeah, The Cross are in.
What about Shirley Temple?
What's the Shelley Temple?
Like an eggshell.
Shelley Temple. Well, I've got Jerry Shelleywell, so you can have Shelley Temple.
Okay, so I've got one more, and I'm actually really proud of this.
Okay.
This is genuinely the best. I've saved the best to last, although I did like Little Chicks.
Okay.
Bunny Holiday.
Bunny.
Bunny.
Bunny Holiday.
Easter Bunny.
Yeah, what's the connection?
Buddy Holiday.
Bunny. Yeah, but, like, one more time.
Bunny Holiday.
Well, we can talk about it off air, I think. Is that the best way to do it, I think? Yeah, we'll do that. We'll talk off air.
So hard.
I'm going to try and get Sam on, I think. And we won't be pitching that one. No idea.
Am I not allowed to talk to Sam?
No, you're not.
Oh, but Bunny Holiday and Little Chicks.
Got the club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosy. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosy. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosy. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosy. Working Monday night on the corner flipping hard. Made at least 3,000 on the boulevard. I've been working graveyard shifts every other weekend. Ain't got no fucking time to party on the weekend. I've been flipping in the house, making jugs on the highway. I've been riding out of state, making money like my way. I don't think that I should dance. I'm just gonna have another drink. I'm doing my stance. You know my Molly pink. I got the loudest of the loud. You know my gas stink. My P.O. think I'm in the house. Don't give a damn about what she think. Got the club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosy. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosy. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosy. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosy. It ain't no way, no how. I made it on my own. I made my own style. I don't think that I should stay. You know I gotta go. Been moving too fast. Don't wanna take it slow. Got the club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosy. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosy. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosy. Club going up on a Tuesday. Got your girl in the cut and she choosy. Club going up on a Tuesday.
Mate, I got your girl hate this song.
No, don't.
I loathe this song. You've been doing so well today.
Got the club going up.
Like, I hate it. Oh, thank God it's over. It doesn't come back again, does it?
No, it's
oh, thank
it's
God.
Done. I love McConan. Right, more admin. I should have done this at the top of the show, but we had a lot to do, so I'm going to get to it now.
Continue with the admin.
Admin. Right, there's a job I want, and I want your advice.
You want a job? You got the dream job, man. Doing a show with me.
No. Hi-oh. That's one day a week. We okay. Just do this. Sundays.
Yeah.
I'm thinking during the week I want a job.
Oh, okay.
Right, okay.
Get you. Having a job and all of that. Fancy pants.
Listen to this.
Yeah.
MI5 are looking for new spies.
Oh, for...
Isn't that just the dream job?
I mean... Okay, right. Tell me some more about it first, dear.
Well, they've kind of put out on the internet what they're looking for, the kind of do's and don'ts. So, should I start with the do's or the don'ts? I've wrote something. I've put together a cover letter already.
No, you haven't.
I haven't got it with me now.
Oh, mate.
But if you kind of tell me, I think you just a bit of advice, because like we said before, you're kind of the linguist amongst us. I mean, you helped me write that letter last week.
Which went very well.
It did, because the heating is now on.
Exactly. Toasty in here.
Happy about that.
Positively toasty.
But I just think if you could help me write this cover letter for this job at MI5, that would be really useful.
I mean, if it'll make you happy, I'll do it. Yeah, sure, you could get a job at MI5, yeah, sure.
Do you want to start with the things they want or the things they don't want?
Okay, let's go with the things they want.
Okay.
And should we just give it a quick fire yes or no, whether you fit that?
Okay, so I'll give it to you and you tell me.
Yeah, okay. I'm ready for quick fire.
You must be able to blend into the background.
No.
I can't blend into the background.
Hell no. I mean, actually, this is hilarious. I've just said that, and you're wearing a grey jumper that perfectly matches the wall behind you. That is literally the same colour. So actually, if I squint a bit, I can just see your head. So, okay, that gets a tick.
So, but on a normal day, I don't blend into the background?
No.
Why?
Oh, you're all right, mate. Oh, no.
Is that an impression?
Oh, I'm stuck in it. Oh, no. Hello, what's that? Radio.
So should I cross that one out?
You get half.
That's a half.
You get half. Okay.
No, but what I could do, the way I write it, I just make it sound like I'm blending into the background.
Write in invisible ink.
No, I just, you know when you kind of lie on TVs?
Yeah. So you could be like, oh, I'm a quiet, reserved, subtle human being.
Exactly. That sounds like I'm boring. Perfect.
Right. What's the next thing they want you to be?
You must have a reasonable level of fitness.
Now, I'm not aware if you don't like the gym. We've said that before in our gym chat.
Yeah.
Had a new personal trainer the other day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where does he rank in comparison to Carl?
He was...
Kane.
Kane.
Sorry.
It was Kane. Yeah. It was Kane. He was about... This guy was a lot taller. He was like a foot taller.
Okay.
And probably about...
Is that positive?
5 stone heavier. Like, he was a big, hench guy.
No fat on him, though?
Oh, God, no. No. And, I asked him a couple questions... And he just looked at me like I was dirt on his shoe.
Really?
Well, I was like, oh, so I've been going to the gym a lot and, like, my legs are really hurting, like, during the day. But not just, like, oh, stiff. Like, actually, like, oh, my God, I can't... My thighs are unbearable pain.
Is it a bit like when I used to play football?
Yeah.
This is going to... I mean, I'm still a great player if anyone's looking for a central midfielder. However, I haven't played in a while. But the pain I used to have after would be like, I can't get to sleep. It hurts that much.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. That's why I was going with my thighs. And I was asking was like, are there any stretches or something I can do? And in the end, he did show me. But he was just like, yeah, it's meant to hurt. And I was like, no, I know that, but like, it really hurts. I'm just wondering if there are any stretches I can do. And he literally rolled his eyes and he was like, come over here then. I'm like, mate, you're my personal trainer. Mm. Get on with it.
It's not really on, is it?
I mean, sorry, I totally stole your thunder.
Well, it's fine.
Thunder stolen.
It's fine.
Are you fit?
Well, it says reasonable level, so...
Now, reasonable level of fitness. Are they talking about, like, gym, or are they talking about how hot you are?
No. I think reasonable level of fitness, it means, you know, you can run a bit. You can manage 100 metres.
Right, so there are stairs leading up to our lovely studio, Fubar HQ.
True.
Could you run up and down them 10 times without being like...
Yeah, I think so.
Tick.
Boom. Thank you for that. You must drive safely, adhere to speed limit, and always mirror signal manoeuvre.
Again, I've literally never seen you drive. You don't even have a car, do you?
Yes, I do.
Oh, do you?
Yes, I do,
I've never seen you drive.
Well, because you live in London. Yeah, I live in London, and my parents live in Stoke-on-Trent, so I pay for a car that just sits on a drive in a suburb of Stoke.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, but I like the convenience, because when I go back home, I realise the tube doesn't exist in every single city.
I mean, that is true. Does our fair lady friend get to use...
No, she doesn't. She has her own car.
Oh.
A much, much newer car than mine that she likes to remind me of all the time.
I really like the sound of our fair lady friend. I really want to meet her.
You should meet her. She's a pain, to be honest.
Don't be mean about our fair lady friend.
I don't think you'd like her.
Whoa, what?
I don't think you'd get on, but that's a different...
Why?
Maybe we'll discuss this another time, then.
Kind.
Okay, well, what I'll do... Maybe... I mean, I don't really want you to introduce you, really.
I'm a hoot.
But one time, maybe, that we could do something on this on air. We'll get you to meet
you
on air.
You never want to mix your off-air lady friend and your on-air lady friend, and it really bothers me.
Yeah, because...
You're embarrassed by on-air lady friend?
No, but if you're going to be a successful bigamist, there's certain things you've got to do, isn't there? Don't you think?
What's the next point, you twerp?
No more than 6 points on your licence.
Right, again, have you?
No.
Well, I was going to say, surely not, because your car's just sitting there.
Exactly. And you must...
Might get points for loitering.
This is the final one on you must. You must be within 70 mile radius of MI5's headquarters, which I believe is in London somewhere. Tick.
Tick. Definite tick.
Right, let's see what else.
Okay, now the don'ts.
You can't have tattoos.
Have you got any tattoos?
No, I don't. I want some, but I haven't got them yet. I won't have them now. You can't. Tick. You can't be a male over 6'1".
How tall are you?
I think I'm 6'1".
So why can you not be a male over 6'1"?
Because you don't blend into the background.
Hang on.
Wait.
Oh, okay.
You can't be a female over 5'8", which I'm not.
5'8"?
That's what it says. Apparently, you just need to blend in.
5'8", though? That's little.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'7", and I'm not particularly tall. I mean, I wear heels all the time.
That you can apply for this job.
I mean, I could. At the moment, I fit the bill perfectly.
Have you got any tats?
Nope.
So you...
Wore a fake one the other weekend, but nope, no real ones.
You can't have any distinguishing features.
Right. I don't think I have any particularly distinguishing
features. Hang on,
features.
No, I don't care. This is my job.
Mate, I'm hijacking your application.
Well, I mean, you're free to apply as well.
Do you have any distinguishing fingers?
Features.
Features?
You tell me.
Volume.
I'm loud, am I?
Height.
Height. Yeah, but I'm not over 6 foot.
But you're
foot
not one. Too heighty.
I'm not too tall, I believe.
That's the word. Hair's kind of quiffy.
I think I don't have any distinguishing features. A big nose?
You don't have a big nose.
It's large, though, isn't it? It's
bigger than mine. But then I've got a little nose, I think.
I'm also male as well. I think we genuinely do have bigger noses, don't we?
You've got the, like, side of your head's kind of shaved.
Is that a problem?
I think that's a distinguishing feature. But you can grow that.
That's true.
You can just grow the sides back.
I'll give that a tip.
Because you've got the, like, shaven sides quiffy on top.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, you can just go slightly quiffy all over.
And then that's absolutely fine. It's not distinguishing anymore.
Exactly.
Final
right.
one, then, on okay. You can't rely on sat-navs. Therefore, because they can be tracked, so therefore you have to have a good knowledge of geography. You'd be able to, you know, you have to be good at driving around and knowing your way around.
You're good on your motorways and stuff, aren't you? You're always telling me which, you're like, oh, how did you get in? I'm like, the drive. And you're like, yeah, what road did you hit? And I'm like, duh, one with them at the front.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm amazing. People have been known to call me Sam, so that is an absolute tick.
Sam!
Boom.
Yes.
Happy with that.
So were there any crosses?
There was a cross, distinguishing features, but you decided that I can grow my hair back, so that was a tick.
That's fine.
I must be able to blend into the background. You gave me a half. So that's the only one that's not, like, a go-ahead, really.
You could work on it. It's just your vivacious, love-of-life personality.
Well, thank you. Yeah, but that's not something you associate with spies,
but
is it?
But that's not a spy. Spies aren't like, hi, everybody, yay!
That's true. All right, then. So on the whole, do you think I can give it a
on
go?
On the whole, go for it, mate.
All right, thank you. Are you going to go for it as well?
Yeah, why not? Give it a go.
All right, cool.
I mean, good. I always use a sat-nav, but, you know.
I've had a text back from Sam, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
He'll be on after the next record.
We can pitch our ideas.
We will pitch our ideas. I think what we do, we do this feature, then we'll play Teach Me by Joe Badass, which will set it up nicely, because we want that to feature on our Back to School compilation album.
Well, just before you go into this song, then, I'm going to leave you with something else for Now That's What I Call Easter.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, hang on. You're not playing a song?
I was going to take you around the world in 8 seconds.
All right, well, before you do that...
Okay.
Right. Listen to this.
Go
Now
on.
That's What I Call Easter. Charlie Eggsy Eggs.
Right, okay, that's pretty good. I feel like I shouldn't do the next feature now. That should have been straight into a record. We should have planned that. That's the best one we've got.
I know, but I couldn't wait. I've been waiting for so long for you to finish all your MI5 stuff so I could say that to you.
That's pretty good, that is.
Are you going to take me around the world?
Yes, I am. Around the world in 80 seconds, and we will start in Japan, where a man is given a tutorial on how to say hello to a monkey in the language of chimp. Professor Testuro Matsu. He's from Kyoto University, and he's a primary researcher and zoologist, and he's spent a lot of time working with monkeys, and he can now understand the basic elements.
And you're spending
of their
a lot of time on that story. Next, go.
In China, exploding sewage works has thrown a boy into the air. It's believed the explosion happened as he bent over to light a firecracker, which was very unluckily resting on a manhole cover. In Russia, brand new footage of the murder of what appears to be the Yeti. The mythical beast was caught on camera by Ludmila... I'm not saying that name.
Hurry up!
In southwest Russia, as he and his team of enthusiasts investigated previous sightings of the beast. And finally, in a bid to increase its tourist sector, North Korea is advising... Sorry, in a bid to increase its tourist sector, North Korea is advertising for an English-speaking volunteers to teach its students in Pyongyang, which is the capital city.
What was that?
I tried.
Pyongyang,
which is the capital city of North Korea.
Mate, that was rubbish. Like, that was so rubbish.
I also missed out one story I couldn't get to.
I was going to say, you skipped one. You rambled on about...
No, I skipped two, actually.
You skipped two countries. What countries did you miss?
I missed the US, and I tried to start on Russia, but I wasn't interested. So basically, I just gave you the story about North Korea want English-speaking, you know, me and you. They want us over in the capital city, Pyongyang, to teach tourism students about, you know, hospitality, because I think that's something they struggle with. And in Japan, a man is given a tutorial on how to say hello in the language of chimps. Do you want to hear it?
Definitely.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Won't you teach me how to dance, how to dance? Won't you teach me how to dance? Teach me how to dance.
Okay, now life's like just like a tango. You gotta move that, don't break an ankle. Tell me if you see me from your angle. I'll be your genie, you be my angel. Okay, hello, can you go to 500,000 records sold? Soon as all the cash hit the flow, cash them all down, about to blow. Rockin' body, yo, back and forth, it's a personal party, yo, at the flow. 100 girls in the lobby after the show, had a body, and after the show, they probably wanna perform for me, put on a show for the poppy that I probably wanna see. So tell me what it's gonna be. She said this honey ain't weed. It's the best kind that's around, so you have to pay a fee. Won't you teach me how to dance, how to dance? Won't you teach me how to dance, how to dance? Won't you teach me how to dance, how to dance? Won't you teach me how to dance?
Let me show you how to do.
Life's like just like a salsa, you taste the spice right, we need some water, lately been caught up, these steps need order, bring it in closer, let's combine auras, okay, right foot, left foot, let's go, take my hand, take a glance at below, bring it on in, what you got, don't rise up, look back at it, one jab at it, and I swim so rough, it's a bad habit, how I made a pussy dance, how that happen, we could call that magic, say poofing, I boost it, tapping the sweetest, taboo, you practice the sweetest juice that I had sipped, I was raised by the sycamore tree, I was told not to bite every apple I see, but somehow that's hard for me. Shorty, make it clap, make it hard for me. Come got the mic, spit a bar for me. Show me what you know, tell it all to me. Won't you teach me how to dance, how to dance? Won't you teach me how to dance, how to dance? Won't you teach me how to dance, how to dance? Won't you teach me how to dance?
Let me show you how to groove.
How to dance, how to dance, how to dance, how to
dance and groove me out my pants and my body through a trance and float me just like a sand. Teach me how to dance and groove me out my pants and my body through a trance and float me just like a sand.
Joey Badass and Kaiser, that's not a pound in the swear jar for me, because it's not my words, it's Joey Badass's words.
What? I was saying French words. I said piscine.
Piscine, yeah,
and
but...
you said piscine wasn't allowed.
No, I said...
You can't say bad
in
beep.
The correct...
You can't say bad bottom. That's not fair.
Joey Bad Bottom it would be, wouldn't it?
Joey Bad, Joey Bottom, bad Bottom. Which yeah. is actually a great name.
You should have thought that, shouldn't
Sammy
you?
Sammy Bad Bottom. That might be your new nickname.
Oh, Sammy... That suggests I've got some kind of problem, though, doesn't it?
Well, we've heard about your incontinence.
Well,
it may stretch to the bottom.
That's true.
I'm going to stop talking about this because this is horrendous. Guys, it's what you've been waiting for all show. We're finally actually genuinely getting to talk to Sam Hine from a major record label. Are you there, Sam?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you guys doing?
We're great, Sam. Thank you so much for talking to us. We have so many ideas for you. Like, we're so excited.
No problem.
Okay, now you're like a big record hotshot and you know all the stuff about music and everything. And we've got some...
That's what I always like to hear.
Exactly. You know the stuff about the music. So we've got some ideas for compilation albums for you. Because when you were last on, we wanted to pitch our idea for you, which was Annie's Golden Years. 50 songs for your
nice.
50th years, which was 50 tracks to do with gold. I mean, isn't that just the best idea you've ever heard?
It sounds like magic, to be honest, so...
This is a good start, Sam.
And that came it's from, if I'm right, Lucy, that came from your mum's friend Annie
yep.
making a compilation album just from her computer
yep.
to give to your mum for her 50th birthday.
Exactly, and it was like gold, Spandau Ballet, Golden Years, David Bowie. And she didn't, we've added to this now, so we're modernising it. We've got, what was it, Gold Snafu?
Gold Snafu, a track.
Nice.
That was by Sticky Fingers.
Brilliant track.
Sam Sparrow, Black and Gold.
I was going to say Black and Gold, that's a winner, all the way.
Okay, so we've got 50 of these tracks, man. Sam, be honest with us.
Kanye West, Gold Digger, you can have that one.
I mean, he's got loads. All right.
I can keep going if you want, Sam. I've got
Keep going.
Okay.
I'm gonna keep going.
Silence is Golden by a band called Garbage. Dragonette with Gold Rush.
Surely you could also have Ray Charles, Gold Digger.
Ray Charles, Gold Yes, you can. Well done.
Oof. Oof. So this is our idea. You're like big hotshot music person at a record label. What do you think of Annie's Golden Years, 50 songs for your 50th year?
I'm thinking, you know, it'll probably be a good Mother's Day buy, I'm not going to lie. But
nice.
Probably could do with a bit of work, but I like the gold idea.
Whoa, bit of work? What do you mean?
Huh?
Bit of work? What do you mean?
Bit
What's
of
wrong
work.
With it?
So, yeah.
You know, fine tune here and there.
What? It's great.
Lucy, I think the best thing to... You're getting offended.
I'm getting really offended here.
No.
Sam, this is my livelihood we're talking about.
Sam, could you just offer a bit of advice then? Where could we improve this particular compilation album?
You could span it out. Involve a bit of silver, I don't know, or the metals. Just keep it broad.
Ooh.
How many years is silver? This could be a franchise!
Exactly. You've got then 10 years worth of one every year. You could do silver, platinum... Bronze.
Isn't there one that's like paper and tin and bronze? There's loads.
You two could start a revolution. You could do anniversary compilations. It would be amazing.
We've got our first quote, a revolution.
My only issue is, and I'm sorry to pick you up on this, Sam, just because you know what you're talking about, I don't, is are we going to struggle to find songs with the word platinum in and the word paper in? Whereas gold and silver are a little bit easier.
Probably. You might have to start coming up with some of your own songs.
Paperback writer.
That's a challenge.
That's just one, Lucy, isn't it?
We've got one, but it's a great song. All right, okay.
Exactly.
So overall,
you
Sam...
You could have Sam and Lucy's little original songs that you could tag on the end to them.
So now we have to start writing.
So we could come make our own paper song.
Yeah, that's a challenge for you right there.
That's what we're doing in a minute.
That is true. Yeah.
A song about paper, writing that down, song about paper.
Do you think that your record label would be into that, Sam? Could we come and perhaps pitch the idea of a song about paper and perhaps even perform it?
You never know. You never know what could happen. If it's magic, then yeah, why not?
Thank you. Okay. So fine-tuning issues there. We'll go back to the drawing board. We'll have a think. Sticking with the compilation albums, We've got our next one, which we're not sure about. We want some help. It hasn't really got a title as it stands.
It hasn't.
At the moment, it's school songs, so we need help with a title, that's for sure. It's stuff to do with school and education. So, like, we've got loads. We've got, like, That's What I Go to School For and ABC, nice. Although I vetoed ABC for personal reasons.
No, we can have ABC. I think that's the first track
I'll
on
just
the first
skip it.
Album.
I'll just skip it.
You'll have to.
All right.
The reason we've come up with school songs, Sam, and the reason we've got you on is because today we've played two songs called Teach Me, one by Baker Matt and one by Joey Badass and Kaiser.
Nice.
So those are the two that have set it off. But as Lucy said, we've got a few more now. Alice Cooper, School's Out. There was a track by Nirvana called School, and Pink Floyd, Another Brick in the Wall. Although it doesn't sound about like it's about school, it is about school.
I was going to say, a bit tenuous, but I'll take it, that's fine.
It's all about school. It's the one that goes...
We don't need no education. Is it... Right, Sam.
Oh, fair play.
Is it that song? Because I didn't believe me either.
I'm going to trust you two. You're the radio DJs. I'm going to go.
I haven't got a clue, mate. So, okay, what do you think about this? Is this better than Addie's Golden Years?
Well, think about this. Sorry, Sam, and sorry to interrupt, but if we were to release this in late August, early September, back to school songs, something along
exactly.
those lines.
Exactly, it could be in W.H. Smith, along with the pencil cases and everything. It could be a little pick-me-up, you never know.
Wow, this is
this
why
is he's in the industry!
He's in music marketing for a reason.
Right. Okay, so that's got a big tick. Now, Sam, this is what I'm most excited about, okay? This is our final compilation album idea, and it's brilliant, it's genius, okay?
I'm ready, I'm on the edge of my seat.
The title is...
Well, hang on, I think there's an explanation that needs to...
You want
to
do the explanation first?
I think so, because around Christmas time, an album comes out called Now That's What I Call Christmas. And at the moment, I think there's times of the year that have been overlooked by now.
Like Ramadan and Hanukkah. Now that's what I call Hanukkah.
See, that'd be good, wouldn't it? Pancake Day?
Now that's what I call Pancake Day.
I mean, we could think about that one later, but the one I've gone for, Sam, comes around at sort of April time. I just haven't listened to this, and then we'll report back afterwards.
Okay.
It's here, and bigger than ever. Now, that's what I call Easter. 42 top chart hits to get excited about this Easter. With Christina Aguilera. Exhibit. Example. And Liberty Eggs. Now Easter, including cracking chart toppers from Rizzle Chicks and Jerry Shelleywell. Now that's what I call Easter, the soundtrack to your excellent Easter.
Now Sam, we thought that was the strongest. Do you agree?
You know, it's a toss-up between the school one and the Easter compilation, I'm not going to lie to you.
Right, we clearly haven't swayed you enough. Last time you were on, we asked you artists to look out for this year, and this was one of the ones you said. You said, look out for this artist.
Yeah.
What do you think of this? Charlie Eggs C. Eggs.
Amazing.
Has that swayed
smashed
you?
It. Yeah, that swayed me. I'm fully told.
So it's a no to Annie's... Golden Years, 50 songs for your 50th year. That's fine, because you sound interested in both songs about school and Now That's What I Call Easter. Where do we go
exactly. from... I'm a fan of the puns. I think it sold me on the puns.
Right.
I enjoyed it.
So what's the next step? What do we do now, Sam?
You need to just get some artwork together, get a pitch. Like I said, maybe do a few originals and then you're good to go.
Okay, and do we go through you? Is there somebody that you can email for us? Or will you set that meeting up?
Yeah, sure. I'll do that for you too.
Amazing.
No worries.
One last thing that I just want to ask you. That me and Sam were arguing about this earlier because we agreed that Now That's Why I Call Easter is very strong. I wanted me singing Hot Cross Buns to be the first track, Thoughts.
I think that's fair play. I mean, you've curated it, so you should get the first entry. I think that's completely fair.
Screw you, Sam. Not Hein.
Hang on. Yeah, don't be saying screw you to guests.
No, I like the guests. He wanted Hot Cross Buns.
No, hang on. My issue is I'm trying to create a pop album that's going to sell. If you're in Tesco's and you've got Well, Ministry of Sound just have a compilation album for just about anything now.
Yeah.
I want our album to be able to compete with that. And having Hot Cross Buns as the lead track, the first one, I don't think it's going to work.
Mate, it's not just going to be me singing Hot Cross Buns. It's me singing Hot Cross Buns with percussion of the swear jar. Hot Cross Buns.
You could always rap on it as well, Sam. You never know.
Then mate, that's a great idea. That's a great... You could rap over me.
Okay, that, I like the idea of that.
And then the Easter came and then the bunny turned up and he gave all the chocolate to all the kids.
Because I've got beef with the Easter bunny, so that would actually work.
I got beef with the bunny. Yeah, it writes itself.
Right, okay, so that's our next project then. Sam, in a few weeks, can we get you on again and we will perform this song live down the phone?
I'm happy to do that. I'm looking forward to it.
Do you mean that? Or are you just saying...
Are you lying?
Right, okay.
Are you lying to us?
I would never lie to you two. You know this. I would never lie.
As you're the music professional, how long does it take to write a song, do you think?
Well, you could write one in 20 minutes. You could write one in 20 weeks. So I think you've got a few weeks. That
I mean,
be
mate, I haven't got 20 weeks to spend on...
Should we say about 3 weeks' time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, 3 weeks'
That's
time.
That's a decent amount of time.
We'll get you back on. You work for a major record label that will remain... we won't name
nameless.
It. Well, remain nameless. Yeah. However, you think that with a bit of work, our Easter record, which is Hot Cross Buns featuring
feet.
What do I need? I need kind of a Easter rap name, don't I? Any ideas?
Hot Sam. Bam, bam, bam.
Hot Cross Buns.
Smashed it again. Hot. There we go.
And I'm particularly cross. With the Easter Bunny, so that's what we'll do. Okay.
Good.
So in a few weeks' time, we'll speak to you again, Sam, and we'll perform this live down the phone, and you can tell us again whether you think this has got legs. And I suppose if you're into the track, that also means the compilation album is a go for Easter 2015.
Exactly, because you've got a standalone single and you've got an album to lead it with.
Okay.
Amazing.
All right, Sam. Well, thank you very much, mate. You've made
no
the
worries.
Two of us
Good
very
to
happy.
You both.
I think Annie, who came up with the idea of Annie's Golden Years, she's a little bit annoyed with you. But we are quite happy.
Yeah, she had a big percentage share in it, so she's not happy.
Yeah. Well, you can give her some money with all your royalties that will be coming, so it'll be fine.
Nah.
Although she may sue. She may sue.
Well, thanks, Sam. Good to speak to you, Sam.
Good to speak to you both.
Thanks for liking my singing. Thanks.
No worries.
Right, now, I'm so happy. Massive. He's from a huge record label, yeah? Deals with music day-to-day basis.
He does, yeah.
He loved my singing.
Yeah, but did he?
I mean, who wouldn't? Hot cross buns, yeah. Hot cross buns, yeah. One a penny, two a penny. Hot cross buns.
God awful. We'll play something a bit better, I think.
Don't believe that.
Well, no, it is much better.
Can't get better than that, mate.
Victory, melee in the fog. Silence seas.
by Polar Sunshine. Daydreamer is the name of the record. I like that one.
That was all right.
It's not my normal stuff. Normally I like to have a rave every time I put my headphones in, but mm-hmm. I can appreciate that.
That was like really gentle rave. I mean, I daydream, it got a bit repetitive. My issue with your song, Sam, in general, the songs you bring to me, I like them for the first 30 seconds, and that's great. But then after a while, it just gets a bit like, all right, we get it. Daydreamer. Oh, my God. Yeah, okay, I get it.
Hang on, but these are the tracks that'll do well because it gets in your head. That's what a successful hook is about, isn't it? It hooks you in.
I mean, you know what I'm like. I know nothing about how music, popular music works.
No, you like something you can connect with. You like songwriting, is that right?
Yeah, I like a song to kind of progress. I like there to be changes within the song.
I see, yeah, like I'm levels. Not really a fan of that.
I don't like it when it's just like, you know, the songs that literally they have a beginning bit and then the rest of the song is them just repeating the same four bars over and over and over and over again. That really bothers me.
See, that's right on my street.
But the four bars in that song that were repeated over and over again were great.
Yeah? But you're a fan of the Bipolar Sunshine?
It was nice. It was nice. Better than the Rihanna one.
May get another spin, for want of a better phrase. I've just sound like I'm from the 80s.
Another spin. Oh, look at you, disc jockey.
We may give it another spin.
Give it another spin.
I should have just committed to that
stay
phrase.
Tuned.
No, not again. Not on the same show, but it may get another run out, that record, might at another point. Maybe next week or the week after. How about that? But this week, I've picked every single record, haven't I?
Which, I mean, I feel really uncomfortable with that you've picked every single one.
You're not a fan of that?
I mean, I liked it at the start because you had some great songs and there are songs I would never have thought of. Like,
right.
What's the one we opened with? We opened with a Kraken song. It was...
Baker Matt, Teach Me.
I would never have thought of that, but I bloody love that song.
Blue Cantrell.
Sorry, I said bloody.
Right, yeah.
Sorry.
My Naughty Naughties tune was good. You like that, Blue Cantrell?
Brilliant. But then after that, it started to go downhill. I'm not going to lie.
What about Rihanna and that Paul McCartney fella?
As we said, good song apart from the...
Okay, so I'm not done too bad. I do think the next song we're going to play is the one that's going to win you over. Because for me, I said to you off air before we start the show, I've got a record that I want to play to you that for me is might be one of the biggest songs of the year, and it's only January.
The year.
The year.
You say year funny.
The biggest song of the year.
Yeah.
Now you're making...
Sorry, I shouldn't have pointed that out. No, you did say to me earlier that you thought it's going to be one of the big songs of the year, and it's still January. Like, that's a bold claim.
Yes, it is.
Sam, that is bold.
But honestly, this record is amazing.
Right.
But we'll get to it in a bit, won't we?
Oh, I assumed that's why you were talking about it, so I could listen to it.
No, I'm not going to play it right now.
No, so why are you talking about it then?
I'm just saying the next song is one that's going to win you over and make you agree that next week I should be picking every single record again. Because
not
actually,
sure I can deal with this anticipation.
I introduce you to quite some good stuff.
I do this. I introduce you to good stuff. Look at me getting defensive. Can't even finish my sentences.
You don't. Rarely.
What about like Gold Snafu and Milo and all that stuff?
If Gold Snafu makes me a bit, some money, if Annie's Golden Years gets, put out there, we get a release.
Then you'll be pleased for all my David Bowie and my Spandau Ballet. Yeah.
Right, have you got a pen at the ready? Because we're going to play a game now, if that's okay.
We're going to play a game.
I'm not just talking to you, Lucy. I'm talking to you at home as well. Get a pen ready. Have you got one? Okay, good. Because we're going to play Celebrity Chop now. The idea with that is I play you a clip of celebrity. It's so short, though, you may not be able to tell who it is. But give it a guess, because it's worth 1 point. If you can also guess what context the phrase that they're saying is being said in, that's worth 5 points. If you really have no idea on the context, what you could do is take a guess. And if it's some kind of creative guess, I'm still happy to award up to 5 points, depending on how creative it is.
Sam.
Does that all make sense?
That made sense. You nutshelled that better than you normally do, because normally that takes about 30 seconds, you explaining that.
Brilliant.
So well done.
Thank you very much.
But we haven't got a jingle for this yet, because we're still a baby show.
Yes.
We're a little earthling show.
Yeah, how many? 5 in now.
Can you make the sound of like a chop or a swipe?
Not really.
Like with your mouth, or something. Like.
Whoosh.
No,
celebrity chop.
That would be whip. Celebrity whip. Whoosh. Which is not what this is. That may be a feature in the future.
Celebrity chop.
Like, so I'm gonna point at you when I want you to make your chopping noise, okay?
Hang on. Chop is an onomatopoeia, isn't it? So simply saying the word chop is enough. As I say it, right?
Was that
I'll
quite
say,
good?
Right, you do that while I say celebrity chop. And on the chop, you do the... Right. Time now for everybody's favourite game, the game that literally everyone's talking about. It's not Come Dine With Me, because that's not a game. It's in fact Celebrity Chop. No, On The Chop. On The Chop.
At the same time?
Chop. Yeah, chop.
On The Chop. Okay, hang right, on. Do okay. it again. Do it again, man. I'm ready. Okay.
Right then. The time is now. We've got about 15 minutes left by my working out, so what does it, that makes the time?
We probably should be finding about with all of this then.
7:45. So it's 7:45... We'll play everyone's favourite game, the game that literally everyone is talking about. We're going to play Celebrity Chop.
Was that
one
it?
One more
did
time.
I, did
one
I,
more,
it?
I think
did
one
I
more
it?
Time.
Okay.
Time. I won't do the big rambling now. I'll literally go. Time now for everyone's favourite game. It's Celebrity Chop. No.
It's really difficult.
Try. Celebrity Chop. We've nailed it. Right, let's kick it off.
I
the
hit
first
my hands
one.
Really hard.
The really first hurt. One.
Yeah.
Celebrity Chop clip number one. No, not every time.
Oh, not every time we say chop.
No, just for the jingle. Okay. At the top of the feature. Now we're into it. You're okay.
Okay.
Celebrity Chop.
Sorry.
Celebrity Chop clip
I can't
number
get
one.
Out of the habit.
Hopefully, I'll be able to do it for a long time.
Okay, you look blank, but for me, what you need to do is think, just rule people out. Start ruling. Genders out, nationalities.
American man.
No, listen to it.
Oh. Hopefully I'll be able to do it for a long time.
That's such a distinctive accent.
Now, right, we play this every week and a load of listeners got into... Turn your phone off. A load of listeners got in touch with me and said that it's not me being stupid, it's
Hopefully
really
I'll
hard.
Be able to do it for a long time.
Is that German?
Right, okay, now you're onto something.
Am I in the right... It's on the continent.
It's... A European man speaking English with an American accent because that's the only way he knows how.
Oh.
Okay?
Hopefully
it's so distinctive, though. To me,
time.
I can pick out what
yes,
part of
Europe
he's from.
Yes, because you know who
from.
It is.
No. That accent, I can tell you what part of Europe he's from.
One more time.
Hopefully, I'll be able to do it for a long time.
Sweden.
Right, there you go. So now, stop thinking of Swedish celebrities. I'll give you a point for that because that's not bad.
Thanks. As soon as you said that, I realised. Is it Sven?
Sven-Göran Eriksson.
Right, my guess is... It's Sven-Göran Eriksson saying, so hopefully I'll be able to do it for a long time. He's saying that his receding hairline, right? So
okay.
You know, he's got the massively receding hairline.
He has.
And basically he's running out of time on the receding hairline.
Right.
Because, you know, there's only so far it can recede before it's just skin.
That's true. And then he'd be a bald man, wouldn't he?
And he loves his receding hairline. So he's saying, hopefully I'll be able to do it for a long time. Keep the receding hairline. Sven-Göran Eriksson, oosh, dumb, bish, bosh, bash.
So what you think he's saying, Sven saying... Hopefully I'll be able to do my quiff for
yeah.
a long time.
Yeah, you know,
I can still
keep
style my
hair
for a long time.
Before it just becomes
right.
Old.
Yeah, I did award you 1 point simply for the nationality.
Thank you.
It's quite creative, so I'll give you two.
Ooh.
However, it's the incorrect person and incorrect context, so just 3 points for the first one of a possible six. It was, in fact, Avicii talking about making music and being just about the biggest artist on the planet right now.
I think my goal is just to kind of try and keep on doing this for as long as I can, you know, and for as long as I think it's fun and I enjoy it, you know, because I'm really loving my life right now, and I love being able to work with so many talented people and playing all these amazing places around the world, and yeah, just hopefully I'll be able to do it for a long time.
Right, okay, I love that man for every music he's ever made.
He's a bit boring.
A little bit boring.
And also, I like his music, but I don't know him.
Okay.
I don't know him.
Right,
that's
okay,
like playing
enough.
Me a bit of... To be honest, it would be even like playing a bit of Kanye. Like, I know his music, but I don't know him.
Okay, well, we'll try.
Give me the
Celebrity
next
Chop number two.
I just told you who I thought I was. A god! I just told you who I thought I was. A god! I just told you who I thought I was. A god!
Any ideas?
No!
Literally no idea. But start, you know, break it down again. Who isn't it? I think that's the best way to do it.
Okay, I think it is going to be... So, I just told you who it was. Alex Salmond, he's the ex-leader of the SNP who's been asked to get involved with the elections and everything to try and help the SNP out. So I'm saying it's Scottish Scottish National Party leader, Alex Salmond. And everyone's like, they don't know who he is anymore because he's got off the radar. Plus, no one knows who he is anyway. So he's just... He's really annoyed and he's all the journalists talking to him. He's like, I just told you who I was.
Agad is what you said.
Agad!
It's not Alex Salmond, so no points for that. And
I mean,
not,
it sounded just like him.
Not that creative, is it? Because actually, Alex Salmond the thing you described could well happen. So to me, that's not that creative.
I wasn't being creative. I was trying to go for the right answer, Sam.
Okay, well, it's no points
I'm
then.
Trying here.
No points whatsoever. It was, in fact, Kanye West, which is...
No!
Kanye West talking about, well, he thinks he's the modern-day version of God.
I am a God. Everybody says, who does he think he is? I just told you who I thought I was. A God. I just told you. That's who I think I am. Would it have been better if I had a song that said, I'm a gangster? Or if I had a song that said, I'm a pimp? All those colors and patinas fit better on a person like me, right? To say you are a God.
Kanye
I am a God.
West.
Everybody says,
no, it's on repeat. It's on repeat.
I just
repeat.
Told you.
Oh,
I just told you. A God. Just told you. That's who I think I am.
There you are.
I just said Kanye West.
You did, but you didn't
do
get...
Do I get half a point for saying
no,
Kanye West?
You
That's
do not.
Mental.
Sorry.
What are the chances of all the people in the world?
I know. Right, we're going to have to speed things up now. Are you ready for celebrity chop number three?
Go on then.
Down to the ground. Down to the ground. Down to the ground.
Any ideas? Nice and quick with this one, Luce. Because as always with this game, we are running out of time.
Down to the ground.
Down to the ground.
Courtney Cox is secretly a mole and she lives underground.
Right, okay, that's incorrect person. However, 4 points for creativity.
Yes!
That's what I'm talking about. I don't want to hear, you know, the real things that people might be doing. Give me some stuff about Courtney Cox being in the ground because she's a mole. That's perfect. 4 points.
Thank you.
Total of 7 points so far. Although it wasn't Courtney Cox.
It was in fact
Katy Perry. Talking about a sister keeps her humble.
My sister is kind of like a redheaded version of me, and she's lovely. She's kind of, I call her my warden because she keeps me like down to the ground.
There you are, Katy Perry.
It did sound like Katy Perry.
I like her singing voice, but quite annoying.
It's a lot.
Yeah, that voice.
It's just a lot to take.
On,
you
Katie.
Had to turn the levels down for Katy. You didn't have to
I
do
did.
That even for
no.
Kanye.
Oh, God.
I just told you who I was.
Yeah, well, I like that clip.
That's good.
It's good, that, isn't it? Celebrity chop number four.
I'm a Willie Wiseartin.
Oh.
I'm a Willie Wiseartin. I'm a Willie Wiseartin.
Any ideas?
Joey Essex.
Right, 1 point.
And he's saying, my Willie Way's hurting.
I'm a Willie Wiseartin.
Willie always hurting.
Oh,
that's
no.
What Joey Essex is experiencing. Why is Joey Essex's Willie always hurting?
Willie always hurting. Joey Essex Willie is always hurting because he spends too much time in the tanning booth. I'm going with the stereotype, and it's wrinkled his Willie.
2 points.
I'll put someone in the swear jar saying Willie. I'll put a penny in.
2 points that, because quite creative, but it also is quite likely, although it's wrong. Joey Essex is associated with tan, I'll give you that, but someone else is associated with tight jeans.
Because you wear more baggy stuff than me, didn't you? And I can't get with the baggy look. I'm always like, my Willie always hurting, like my tight stuff. Seriously, and I've got to loosen up things. I've been trying to go shopping recently, trying to buy baggy stuff, but my stuff's always skin tight.
There you are, Joey Essex, talking about the problems of being so cool.
His jeans look like they've been spray painted on.
They do, and you can buy those in Topman, actually.
What, the spray paint?
They're called spray on jeans. They are, spray on skinny. So let me just check my jeans now. Feel for a second.
I mean, I'm not going to feel your jeans, especially as you're sort of proffering your bottom.
No, I'm just going to...
See, this is ridiculous. I can't even swear. I can't even say arse.
Spray on skinny. Spray on skinny jeans I'm wearing right now.
Spray on.
That's what they call them. Spray on skinny
Maybe
jeans.
Maybe I should get a hold of some.
Try it. I'm sure they'll do them
one size fits all by nature, but you might need a bigger can.
Is that the way it works?
With spray on, isn't it?
No, it's just a figure of speech. It's just the way they look. They look like they've been sprayed on. They're that tight.
Play the next clip.
I had a rash.
Okay.
Oh!
This sounds
oh.
just like somebody else, and I just wish it was that person.
I had a rash.
Any
oh
ideas?
My God, I can... Oh my God!
I had a rash.
One more time.
Very echoey studio, whatever, isn't it? That wherever
play
this person
again,
is.
I had a rash.
I'm so close. I can't even think it's the actor, but I don't know if I'm thinking of him or actually my really posh friend. So I'm going with, I can't think who it is. Oh, it's David Cameron talking about that horse he was on last week and the horse gave him a rash.
See, I think it sounds a lot like David Cameron or Boris Johnson. And imagine Boris Johnson saying this.
I had a rash.
No, that's what it is. It's Boris Johnson talking about when he got caught on that zip wire and he got a rash from the harness.
Right, okay, that's worth 5 points. Right, 15 points you finished on, but it was incorrect. Incorrect person, it wasn't.
Tell me who it is, I can see.
It's in fact Jack Whitehall.
No!
I had a rash in a slightly ominous position, quite high up the leg.
I like this story already.
Okay, and it was a scary position to have a rash, so I thought I'd go and get it checked out. Not at my local GP, because he might report back to mother.
There you are, Jack Whitehall.
Oh, I was tantalisingly close.
You were.
Tantalisingly.
A lot of the time, a slow bit chop, I take some out of context and make it sound rude, whereas that was just rude.
He was just being rude. He was being a naughty boy.
He was.
If there was a jar, he'd fill it up.
He would. 15 points to finish off Celebrity Chop. Very well done.
That's the best I've done!
Yes, it is.
Clap for me.
And we're saying that, but we think this has been quite a good show, and that score would reflect that, wouldn't it?
I've loved it, you've loved it, other Sam's loved it, Kevin's loved it, we've all loved it.
Yes, we have, and it sounds like our record is going to make the Tesco shelves.
Oh, our compilation album.
Yes.
I think now that's why I call Easter was the strongest. I mean, personally, we can have a bit of hot chocolate on there.
That's already on there.
Hot chocolate, you've got hot chocolate?
Sweet like chocolate, yeah.
That's not hot chocolate.
That's by Hot Chocolate, isn't it? Is it? I think so.
Hot chocolate, they're like, sexy thing, you sexy thing.
Oh, right, okay.
I believe in miracles.
Where are you from?
You sexy thing, that's our version.
Do you want some new music now?
Now, is this the song you're really excited about?
Yes.
Because I can just keep singing my covers if you like.
No. Right, stop for a second, just give this record a chance.
Okay, I'll actually listen to this one.
This will be a song in about a month's time. I will say to myself, why did you ruin it for yourself?
Okay.
Because the songs in my life, the top five records, I will never be able to feel what I felt the first time I heard them.
Like when you're reading a book. You never get that feeling of reading the book for the first time.
But I'm not that into reading. The thing I equate that to is music.
Or a film or something.
Possibly.
You don't even watch films, do you?
Not really.
I understand the feeling.
Because if I'm obsessed with a record, I just listen to it and listen to it and listen to it. Until it never sounds the same again.
Yep.
Until I know it too well.
I've done it with Mambo Number 5.
Well, I just don't admit that, I don't think.
True. I'm not even joking. It's true.
I don't want to hear your rendition of Mambo Number 5.
It's on the tip of my tongue, but I'll hold it in because you're genuinely really excited about this.
I am, and we've got very little time left, okay?
All right. I'm going to give it my full attention, and I'm genuinely going to appreciate listening to apparently the best song of the year for the first time. Oh, God, are you winding me up? And it's like Jedward or something.
No. Imagine Beyonce. And Brandy, but sampled and turned all dancey by two blokes by the name of 99 Souls. What do you make of that?
Intrigued.
Excuse me, can I please talk to you for a minute?
Take a minute, girl. Take a minute, girl. Calm down. What's been happening? What's been happening? Take a minute, girl. Take a minute, girl. Calm down. What's been happening? Take a minute, girl. Take a minute, girl. Come to follow the feeling. And I want your heart. We come to follow the feeling.
you for a minute.
What are you saying about that?
I love it.
Souls, Brandy and Beyonce.
I've got my glow sticks out, waving them in the air.
Right, that's going to take over everybody's life, whether you like it or not.
That was brilliant.
It's amazing,
isn't it? I properly loved it.
Next week, that is opening the show.
Yeah?
And then we're going to play it another time within the show.
We're going to play it twice in one show.
Although, by Worry that man, point, within this that. Next week, I may really sicken myself for that song.
Don't kill it. Don't kill it too early. Give it a few weeks, maybe.
Okay.
We'll open with it next week.
Okay, good.
But don't
good.
Have it on loop on your iPod thing. Oh, whatever. I'll say iPod. I can't bother. Your generic iPod.
We don't have to say that, though, because we're at FUBAR. That's, I mean...
Generic iPod. I'm going to start calling it that. I like iPod. That.
It's good, isn't it?
I think it's time we're finished.
Yes, it is.
You know,
it is.
It's coming up to 8 o'clock. We've got to go and have a late Sunday roast.
I know. Because that ready meal I had at the top of show is not cut it.
I mean, it's still sort of just sitting there on the side looking very pathetic.
I will
sad.
Get rid of it.
It's congealing, Sam.
Yeah.
Get it out of my eyesight. But, I mean, a massive thank you to Dr. Kevin Shannard for coming on and Sam Hine, our favourite. We're now going to get Now That's Why I Call Eastern Maid into a full-on album for you. And the last person to thank, that's you, Sam.
Thank you, mate.
Thanks for coming along. It's been brilliant. I've had a brilliant time. And we're going to leave you with my only choice this week. Literally my only music choice this week. So see if you like it. This is Lapsley Falling Short. Thank you so much for listening to us.
1 month of February, keep on holding on. And I know it's short. And I know it's short. February, keep on holding on, and I know it's short, and I know it's short. And it's times like these, and it's days like these, and it's times like these, and it's days like. It's been a long time coming, but I'm falling short. Cause you could say this is not too far to carry this. Cause you could say this is not too far to carry this. You could say this is not too far to carry this. Cause you could say this is not too far to carry this. Cause you could say this is not too far to carry this. And it's times like these, and it's days like you could say this is not too far. And it's times like these. Days like it's been a long time coming, but I'm falling short. Cause you could say this is not too far to carry. It's been a long time coming, but I'm falling short. Cause you could say this is not too far to carry this. Not too far to carry this. Because you took something away from yourself.
Sam and Lucy on FUBAR.